ethics and professionalism issues as they confront labor and employment lawyers. This sort of dovetails into a bit of what Amy talked about before on the attorney-client privilege. I'll point out that I don't have a PowerPoint largely because I'm something of a Luddite when it comes to things like PowerPoints, PDAs, and all of that kind of stuff. And could have had, you know, dancing images and all of that stuff, but I was so mesmerized by Jason's presentation, and I'm having this strange urge for either a grape or a piece of cucumber. I'm not sure exactly why that happens to be. If you have the paper in your materials, I'll be pointing out aspects or by page number for those of you that sort of follow along. To the extent of that those of you don't have the paper in front of you, I'll be mentioning cases as they go along by page number so that you can go back to the materials as needed. The general theme of what I'm covering in the 45 minutes here and the paper concerns ethics issues for those of us that either litigate for or litigate against organizations, namely corporations. And we're going to touch on a few places where the ethics issues are essentially a reversible suit. That is, that whether you're representing an employee or representing the corporation, understanding these concepts are very important in litigation. This is particularly the case with the attorney-client privilege. I'll start at page one where I talk about conflicts of interest involving insurance. This is an issue that in Texas has not been often litigated, but there's a lot of time being spent in litigation out west, Arizona and California. It's eventually going to make its way here, and that's largely on the question of, if I represent an insured entity, who do I represent?